such an incredible size.
That's no regular house ant, General. That ant is from outer space, and if we don't do something fast, it could destroy the entire world.
What a dog.
Telegram for Mr. and Mrs. Stuart Pickles.
Oh, boy. Is it a singing telegram?
No, sir. Just a regular, ordinary, everyday telegram.
Gee, I never got a telegram before. Do you think you could, I know this is silly, but do you think you could sing it for me anyway?
No problem, sir. Believe it or not, I get a lot of this. Dear Stu and Dee Dee, stop. I'm coming to visit this weekend. Stop. Looking forward to seeing you. Stop. Especially baby Tommy. Stop. Love Aunt Miriam.
Aunt Miriam? Oh, I haven't seen her since our wedding. She is such a sweet woman.
Sweet? Ha! That woman's been the bane of my existence for 76 years.
Pop!
Well, it's true, and I'll be hog-tied if I'll spend 2 minutes, let alone 2 days, in her company.
Pop, wait!
Gee, Tommy, why is your grandpa so bad?
I don't know, Chucky, but it's got something to do with our aunt.
You don't think?
I hope not, Chucky. I really hope not.
Oh, come on, Pop.
If that woman's moving in, I'm moving out. I'll just get a room at the Motel Styx out by the interstate.
Pop, that place is a dump.
Well, they've got cable, and they don't have Aunt Mim.
Well, I never heard of anything so ridiculous. Pop, you're staying, and that's all there is to it. Go on, up, up, up.
You can't do this to me. I'm a grown man.
And you might as well put your suitcases in Tommy's room. We're letting Aunt Miriam stay in yours.
In my room?
This aunt must be really scary.
Yeah, I've never seen Grandpa act like this before.
What are we gonna do, Tommy? What are we gonna do?
Don't worry, Chucky. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Miriam, are you all right?
Well, yes and no. Had a hip replaced last summer, but I still can't find a doctor who'll do anything about my lumbago. Why, Stu? Is that you? Let me take a look at you. Never did fill out, did you, Stu? Are you feeding him, Dolly?
It's Dee Dee, actually.
Looks like you're eating all right.
Oh.
Come on, Stu. Let's go see that kid of yours.
That must be the aunt. But, Tommy, she doesn't look like an aunt. She looks like a person.
Maybe she's from outer space like that aunt on TV.
Great McGinty, you got two of them.
Yeah! Oh, Tommy's usually so good with strangers.
Strangers is one thing. Family is what you gotta watch out for.
Louis, is that you?
It ain't the Pope.
Oh, Louis, you're a sight for sore eyes. My favorite cousin. When we were kids, we were thick as thieves.
As I recall it, the only thief around was you, Mim, stealing all my toys.
Stealing your toys? Oh, Lois, you're a card.
Come on, kids. Time to meet your Aunt Miriam.
Oh, Sally.
It's Dee Dee.
He's just adorable. Oh, he's just the cutest thing I've ever seen. That red hair, those freckles, oh, those adorable buck teeth.
Well, he's not ours, actually. His name is Chucky. He's visiting. This is Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, why, he's a spitting image of you as a baby, Louis. And you too, Stu. I'm afraid it's the Pickles women who get the looks, Kelly.
It's Dee Dee. Come on, kids. It's time for you to go into your playpen.
I'll show you to your room.
Thanks, Stewie. This is awful nice of you. I hope I'm not putting anyone out.
Boy, Chucky, that aunt sure is scary. She smells funny and she's got blue hair.
And when she kisses you,
No wonder Grandpa doesn't like her. But your mommy and daddy like her. Maybe she's nice. Maybe Chucky. But there's only one way to find out for sure. Oh, no. Here it comes. You gotta go up in her room, look at her stuff, and find out if she's a bad aunt from outer space. But Tommy, it's the only way, Chucky.
I hate to butt into your life, Jenny, but when are you going to give up this teaching nonsense and become a full-time mother?
It's Dee Dee.
And shouldn't you put a little more garlic in those potatoes?
Another time, she took my favorite ball and threw it over the fence into the next yard. She's a monster, I tell you, a monster!
Oh, now, Pop.
She is!
We're almost there, Chucky. All we got to do is get to the top of the stairs.
I'll get it. Hey, what are you kids doing here? Hi, big bro. Hi, Angelica.
Hello, Uncle Stu. I brought these flowers for Aunt Miriam. Actually, she's not really just my aunt. She's my great-aunt once removed.
That's good news. If she can be removed once.
Oh, how thoughtful, Angelica, dear. Oh, isn't she just the sweetest?
Dinner!
Delicious roast. Wish you'd taken my advice on the potatoes, Phoebe.
It's Dee Dee.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Lois was always making mischief as a baby. Remember the time you snuck into my room and opened the window above my bed and I got sick? He was such a rascal.
I did no such thing. That was you, Mim. You opened my window and got me sick.
His memory must be going. It's sad, really. Pickles men have always been a little...
Tell us another story about when you and Grandpa were little, Aunt Miriam.
Oh, isn't she just a darling? Drew, this child is a wonder. She's so smart and polite and well-behaved. I do believe she reminds me of someone. Oh, I know! She's just like me!
Give me back my ball, Mim. It's mine. Mine, I tell ya.
Ready? No, let's go.
Other people with your problem, and I
need to
know.
Have the power to take
control of your own 100. Life.
Oh, there. That ought to do it. Now, where's that bathroom? First, get rid of this old thing.
She was listening to this.
You will take over. Nothing will stop you. Nothing.
Did you hear that? She's getting messages from outer space. Look at this. Looks like a space blaster. And Tommy, look at that. It's her hair. But it's not on her head, Tommy. It's not on her head.
Hey, what are you kids doing here?
Well, what is it, Colonel? Are we under attack?
Get up, you old fool! The kids are gone!
The kids!
I don't understand it, Lois. They took one look at me and ran away. And I'm usually so good with kids.
Yeah, right.
It's true. When we were growing up, you adored me.
Adored you? Mim, you stole my toys, you got me into trouble, and you were constantly threatening to pound the living daylights out of me. I was plumb terrified of you. Not in here.
Lois, I had no idea you felt that way about me. I don't know what to say.
Don't say nothing. Just help me find the kids. Not in here either.
You know, Lois, the only reason I did those things to you was... Well, I was a little jealous.
Jealous? Of me?
Sure. Remember when you got stuck in that big hole in your mom's garden and those kids we used to play with, Bill and Joe, pulled you out?
Yeah?
Well, nobody would have done that for me. All the other kids liked you.
But they respected you.
No, they didn't. They were afraid of me. You were the leader. And, well, since I was older, I was a bit jealous.
Jealous? Gee, ma'am, I never would have known.
Oh, Lewis.
You know, ma'am, I gotta admit, you always were my favorite cousin.
Lewis, I was your only cousin.
True. Hey, look who's here.
Aw, come see your Aunt Miriam.
Are you sure you can't stay a couple more days, Miriam?
No, I put you folks out quite enough.
Nonsense, ma'am. I haven't had so much fun in years.
Goodbye, Lewis. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, it's always nice to make a new friend, even when you've known him for 76 years.
You know, I'm gonna miss her. She sure is a great aunt, huh, Fifi?
It's Dee Dee!
Eating watermelon is something you can't do till you're a little older. Wouldn't want to swallow a seed, would you? You don't want a watermelon growing in your tummy.
What's the matter, Chucky?
You guys, I swallowed a seed.
If we don't get that thing out of him, it's going to explode.
I miss anything?
They found out about the miniaturized atom bomb in the president's stomach.
The only way we can save the president is to shrink down with a laser beam and actually go inside his body.
Chucky, it's just one little seed.
Only this seed's not the ground. It's in my tummy. What if it starts growing?
It will start growing. It'll grow into a whole watermelon, and it'll get bigger. Bigger and bigger and then kaboom!
Yeah, but Jehoshaphat, they shrunk him with that laser beam.
Yes, yes. All goes according to plan. We'll go into the president's body, all right. But what those fools don't know is that I'm not going to remove the device. I'm going to detonate it.
You gotta get that seed out of you, Chucky.
But how?
Well, maybe you could throw up.
Yeah.
I'm not good at throwing up, Tobby.
What do you mean? You throw up all the time.
But I never did it on purpose before. It always just happens. Like last time, I was riding in the back seat of the car, and my dad was singing Old MacDonald, and then all of a sudden,
Old MacDonald had a fun.
Stop! You're making me sick.
I don't want to throw up.
We gotta find another way.
Oh, there you babies are. Still scared about that tiny little seed? Well, I know how to get it out.
You do?
How, Angelica? How?
Well...
Come on, Angelica, you gotta tell us.
Okay, I'll tell you. We gotta get little.
But we are little.
No! Really, really little. Then we can go inside Chucky and get the seed.
How are we supposed to do that, Angelica?
We use a lazy beam.
A lazy beam?
Yep. It's the only way.
This doesn't sound like such a good idea.
It might be dark inside Chucky, especially if he's got his eyes closed.
I bet it's wet in there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you to sleep.
Sleep? Sleep? You expect me to sleep in a tub like this?
I know. This always makes me go to sleep.
Forget it, Tommy. It'll never work. It'll never make me go to...
Everyone stand under the lazy beam. Ready or not, here we come! Yeah! He's nothing but a big baby.
But a really, really big baby.
Angelica's right. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just Chucky.
Yes, yes. All goes according to plan. We'll go inside Chucky, all right. But what those babies don't know is that I'm not going to get rid of that old seed. I'm going to make it grow.
Come on, Angelica. Are we going to go inside Chucky now?
Coming, Tommy. This is Chucky's lungs.
I thought we were supposed to be in Chucky's tummy.
We are. This is just a little detour.
How are we gonna get out of here?
I think we could go through this stuff.
Get away from us.
Come on. We gotta get that seed.
Where is she? Look.
grow better.
Grow better?
Well, we don't want it to grow at all.
Maybe you don't, but I want to see Chucky's tummy go kaboom.
I never thought of that.
We better get out of here!
Run, you guys!
You did it, Chucky!
I did!
What? You burped up the seed!
But, hey!
How come you guys aren't little anymore?
Little? We never got little!
Yeah, you did! You shrunk yourselves with a lazy beam, then you went up my nose, and then you got stuck in my boogers, and then you were in my blood!
We didn't do anything, Chucky!
Yeah, we were about to! We were just gonna turn on the lazy beam when you woke up!
Oh!